You may have seen an actor named Iron Eyes Cody in a lot of old movies. He played an Indian. He used to tell an old legend about a young Indian brave going through the rites of manhood. And as he hiked solo into this beautiful valley, he decided to test himself against that rugged, snow-capped mountain that dominated the valley. When he reached the top, he felt like he was standing on the rim of the world. And then he heard this rustle at his feet. It was a snake. And before he could move, the snake spoke. He said, "I am about to die. It's too cold for me up here, and there's no food. Would you put me under your shirt and take me down to the valley?" And the young brave refused. He said, "I know you're kind. You're a rattlesnake. If I pick you up, you'll bite me and you'll kill me." But the snake said, "No, I promise to treat you differently. If you do this for me, I will not harm you." Finally, the young man was persuaded, so he tucked the snake under his shirt and carried it down to the valley. But as soon as he laid it on the ground, the snake suddenly coiled, rattled, leaped, and bit him on the leg. The young brave could only cry out, "But you promised!" As the snake slithered away, he hissed back his answer, "You knew what I was when you picked me up." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about sin's deadly secret. The story's a legend, but the Indian brave's mistake has been repeated in real life over and over again. God wants you to be sure you know exactly what that snake is and what it will do to you before you're fatally bitten. Which takes us to our word for today from the Word of God in James 1:15. It's an anatomy of how sin gets us to pick it up and what the inevitable outcome will be. Here we go. After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Looks good. Looks harmless. Or at least I think it's worth the risk. First I want it, then I do it, then I pay for it. It goes on to say, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. See, sin always works the same way. First it fascinates, then it assassinates. Always. The killer snake will always be a killer snake. No matter how harmless it appears, how likely it looks that you'll get away with it, not a chance. Sin always kills. It kills your self-respect. It kills your reputation, your closeness to God. You're not going to get away with it. God says, be sure that your sin will find you out. You might be entertaining thoughts right now that you never should have let in, flirting with something you should be fleeing, making compromises that brought you to the edge of a spiritual disaster, getting close to someone you should be getting away from. Or you could be harboring hard feelings that you really should have let go of by now. Down in your soul, you know what it is. It's sin that killed your Savior. Sin that always bites the one who handles it. And just because you can't see any consequences now, don't be fooled. Satan will be sure you're hooked and in a position where your fall will do the most damage, and then you will feel his fangs. This is God's loving warning. Drop it now while you can before the inevitable deadly consequences come. And my friend, this is why Jesus is called Savior. Because we need to be saved from the killer of sin. It kills everything. It will take us one day to a Christless eternity. It will take us out of his heaven to his hell. We'll never make it to his heaven. But that's why Christ died. He took the sting of the serpent. He did the dying. And today he offers you eternal life in exchange for your sin and your death penalty. Would you tell him today, "Jesus, I want to be forgiven. I need to be forgiven." And he will come into your life and change what you could never change. Listen, if you want this relationship with him, go to our website. It will help you get started with him. It's anewstory.com. You can't afford to hold the snake of sin one day longer. You know what it is when you pick it up. You know what it will do. And Jesus has come to rescue you.